You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A really good pitching matchup and a special night in Minnesota as Michael Kadire is inducted into the Twins Hall of Fame. In the top of the fourth, Twins starter Jose Berríos would make a fine play.
Tapper up along third, pouncing off the mound is Berríos from a knee. Behrens throws him out. Excellent play by Berríos. Sliding it from his knees, he was able to pick that up and then fire a bullet to first, two outs.
I thought there was absolutely no way that he was going to get JD. This is one of the best fielding plays you're going to see. Gets over, kind of surrounds the ball as he's sliding, a pop-up slide. Gets the ball as he's popping up and then makes a great throw.
The only thing he didn't do is replace his divot. Two outs. Mathis the sign. Here comes the payoff to Dozier on its way. Swing and a tapper up along third. Lamb bare hands. He will throw to first, not in time. Infield base hit, 2-0 Minnesota. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a ground ball fair under the glove of Goldschmidt down the right field line. Two runs are going to score. Another man to third. Two-run single, Max Kepler, 4-0 Twins. Kepler goes, the pitch, bounce to the left side and through. A base hit for Joe Mauer. Coming home to score is Dozier. It's 5-0 Minnesota.
What a swing that he put on that. Another changeup down and away. An excellent pitcher's pitch. And he doesn't roll over the top. He stays inside that ball and hits it the other way. He's a very good hitter.
He is the one guy in this lineup that will use the opposite field, and he did that to perfection there. I mean, that's why he has a couple of batting titles to his credit. They'll have to reset their cheers as Berríos resets. Right-hander hands at the waist, a deep breath. Winds and delivers. Swing and a miss. Slam down on strikes. D-backs go in order in the sixth. 5.5. It's 5-0 Minnesota. You're listening to the D-backs Radio Network. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball out of the zone. 5 strikeouts now for Berríos. 1 out in the D-backs 7.
Second time he's gotten Goldie in this game.
Goldie's 0 for 3. Martinez 0 for 2.
Jose Berríos wins his 11th, throwing 7 scoreless innings as the Twins shut out the D-backs 5-0 on Saturday. The final 19 Diamondbacks batters will retire to end the game with just 3 balls leaving the infield. Zach Greinke falls to 14-6, lasting just 4 innings, his shortest outing of the season. The D-backs get only a couple of hits against Jose Berríos as they're shut out Saturday in Minnesota 5-0. After the game, here's Arizona manager Torey Lovello.
Well, I mean, we got shut out, and I know that we're a pretty offensive team, and we can usually bang the ball around with anybody, but it didn't happen today. I thought we hit a number of balls hard throughout the course of the day. We couldn't get anything rolling. Good approach. I was satisfied with that, but, the game didn't have a flow or rhythm to it, and, unfortunately, Zach couldn't really get things moving. He had a tough first inning. A tough fourth inning, and a variety of reasons for that. Well, he was throwing some quality pitches just off the edge of the plate, and they were grinding out their at-bats. And from what I could tell, they look like a team that's pretty locked in right now offensively. So they made it tough on Zach. He's our number one. He's our ace. And they wore him down waited for the mistakes, and that was the key. Well, I haven't had a chance to really talk to him or look at it. I know it's a challenging play for a second baseman. You got to hurry and get the feet off or to the shortstop or come in and glove it and tag the runner. And there's a lot of timing inside of that play. And, maybe he should have just got one out. I'm not exactly sure. I don't think the inning went the way we wanted it to.
Zach Greinke loses. He's 14-6, lasting just 4 innings. It was his shortest outing of the season, and he talks about it after the game.
Just a good at bat by their leadoff hitter, and then a nice play by Descalso to get the second guy. Then I think I walked Mauer, and then got something happened there, I don't remember. Walk Sano on a slider too far out of the zone. And then, don't remember.
TJ or Torrey was just saying that they were laying off good pitches in that inning. Does that kind of look to you too?
Yeah. Especially, I guess, a lot of them, yeah.
How do you evaluate how you feel
tonight? I haven't done a good job figuring out that.
Sunday's pitching matchup has TJ McFarland starting for Arizona against Bartolo Colon of the Twins.